أيها الإخوة, what is Ramadan? Ramadan is only a few hours and a few days. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described Ramadan. He said, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَات, only a set number of days. And subhanAllah, how quick do the days of Ramadan pass by? Only yesterday were we happy and congratulating each other with the beginning of Ramadan. Only yesterday were we rejoicing with the new moon of Ramadan. And then very quickly, the half of Ramadan passed by. And very quickly, the last 10 nights of Ramadan entered. And already we are almost at the end of Ramadan. 1 or 2 days and it will be Eid. The day after that and Ramadan will have ended. And we will be sorrowful and regretting how quickly Ramadan came and went. And this is because Allah described Ramadan as أيام معدودات, only a few short amount of days. And subhanAllah, how quick the days of Ramadan passed by is a lesson for you. That this is also how quick the days of your life will pass by. So the passing by of Ramadan quickly symbolizes how your life will also pass by. So time, it passes by very quickly. And life does not wait for anybody. And death does not seek permission. So this is how you should be thinking. That subhanAllah, how quick Ramadan passed by, this is how quick my life is also going to pass by. Because Ramadan is only hours and days. And your life is only hours and days. Like Al-Hasan Al-Basri rahimullah said, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامٍ, O son of Adam, you are only days. Meaning your existence, it is only a number of days. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمُكَ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ, so if one of your days goes by, then some of your existence has also gone by. Yesterday passed, some of your existence decreased. Today is coming to an end. Another part of your existence is coming to an end. Tomorrow will come and go. Another part of your existence will come and go. And subhanAllah, it was described so perfectly by Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. He said, "Irtahalati dunya mudbira." The dunya has started on its journey and it is going away from you. The dunya, the worldly life, your days, your hours, your years, they have started on their journey. But this dunya, it is started in its journey going away from you. وَارْتَحَلَتِ الْآخِرَةُ مُقْبِلًا, and the akhirah, the hereafter, has also started its journey. However, it is approaching you and coming towards you. He said, وَلِكُلِّ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ, and both of them have children. There are children of the dunya and there are children of the akhirah. فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا, so be from the children of the akhirah and do not be from the children of the dunya. The dunya, it has started on its journey, mudbira. However, it is going away from you. And the akhirah has started on its journey, muqbila, and it is approaching you. And each one of them have children. The dunya has its children, and the akhirah has its children. فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ, so be from the children of the akhirah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا, don't be from the children of the dunya. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ بِلَا حِسَابٍ, today, in this dunya, you can do actions. You can do good or you can do evil. The choice is yours. In this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a choice. If you want to do good, do good. If you want to do evil, do evil. بلا حساب. But there is no accountability today. There is no reward today. There is no punishment today. Only actions, good or bad. والغد حساب بلا عمل. However, tomorrow there is only accountability. There is only reward and punishment, and there are no more actions. And the believers in this dunya, we are on a journey. And where is our destination? The akhirah. And this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the life of a Muslim. كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيب أَوْ عَابِرْ سَبِيل. As if you are a stranger or you are somebody who is passing by. So we are not here to remain forever in this dunya. We're strangers in this dunya. We're passing by in through this dunya. We're travelers passing through the dunya. Where is our destination? The akhirah, the hereafter. Now any person who is on a journey, they take with them provisions. These provisions, they benefit you on your journey and they benefit you when you reach your destination. And which provisions should we take? Righteous actions. Because only righteous actions will benefit us in the hereafter. In the hereafter, the houses which you are living in, the cars which you drive, the clothes which you are wearing, the holidays which you go on. None of this will benefit you in the akhirah. Only your righteous actions. This doesn't mean that a person shouldn't live in a nice house, or a person should not drive a nice car, or that a person shouldn't go on a holiday. No, Islam does not prevent us from this. Islam does not prevent us from having a good career and being wealthy and rich and wearing nice clothes and looking out after ourselves. However, the focus of a Muslim should not be these matters, because none of these matters will benefit in the akhirah. The provisions which you take on your journey has to be righteous actions. And this is what Allah mentioned in the Quran. He said, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Whatever you do from goodness, Allah knows of this goodness. وَتَزَوَّدُوا. And take your provisions. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. And the best provisions which you can take is at-taqwa.